All right, speaking of which, let me jump on over here to the Right Side Way monologue, the opening monologue of the day, where I just share some thoughts with you that I put together. And this time, I got to tell you, if I had to give it a title, I'm calling this Expect Inspection. There's an old saying, you've all heard it, you can't expect what you don't inspect. Except there's a double standard out there. So in case you haven't noticed, there's a double standard. We've seen it time and time again. The little guy takes it on the chin. While the standards appear different if you know the right folks or the work the right angles or toe the right lines or sit in the right lofty office. Case in point, the Pentagon just failed a major annual audit. Again, for the seventh time. Seventh time. Well, look, let me step back from that. The idea that the Pentagon, the top brass, can fail an audit. What about, can everybody do that? No. 20 years ago, hard to believe, but 20 years ago, I came home from my second tour overseas and I was reassigned from being a team leader to being a headquarters company commander. So any of you who ever have commanded a headquarters company, often known as an HHC, you know that one of the things that suddenly falls into your lap is personal responsibility and oversight for the largest property book among all your peers. I mean, all the ash and trash, right? All the excess gear, all the massive end items that make up the property book are assigned to your signature. And I'll be honest with you, it can be daunting. And depending on what kind of unit you're in, the inventory can be huge. So there I was, the newly minted HHC commander, right? But I had learned back when I was a young lieutenant, you never sign for it unless you can touch it. You don't gloss over the change of command inventories because if something you signed for is not really there, well, guess who gets to pay for it later? Yep. So I took command, and then I made the date to inspect everything, and I mean everything. If there was a toolkit, I wanted to see the tool. If there was a weapon, I wanted to see the cleaning kit that went with it. If there was extra IBA or uniforms in supply, every boot, brush, and bale of wire, la-di-da-di, everybody, show me your stuff, or at least show me your subhand receipts that show who has it in their possession right then and there. Now look, at the time I was in a civil affairs battalion, and there were two line companies, and then there's one HHC, mine. We all changed commands at roughly the same time. The other two commanders, they did what I would call a handshake and a backslap with their buddies. They signed the papers, they went to dinner. Not me. I did mine, my inspections, from stem to stern. You see, that unit in just 5 years had done three deployments, Bosnia, Afghanistan, and Iraq. That's 3 out of 5 years totally mobilized with their gear traveling all over the world. I knew there was going to be shortfalls. I was not going to tote them on my books, and I was right. I came up, y'all, I kid you not, I came up with over $150,000 worth of missing gear and equipment, and I wouldn't sign for it. Now, some of it was going to be explainable. I mean, 3 years in a hostile fire zone, lateral transfers of equipment to other gaining units, people coming and going. It's madness. I get that. But some of it was just poor accountability. And my battalion commander was apoplectic when I told him. He wanted those inventories from me signed off and turned in, but I told him I wasn't going to do it. I told him I could not sign for what was not there. But I would agree to report the losses on what is known as a FLIPL. A FLIPL. Weird little acronym. It stands for a Financial Liability Investigation of Property Loss, FLIPL. It's a process that the Army uses to determine if somebody is financially responsible for the loss, damage, or destruction of government property. So basically, if something's missing, you write it down, what serial number it was, who had the last, you know, hands on it, send it in, they tell you whether you got to pay for it or not. Sometimes they write them off, sometimes they come back with a no finding, and sometimes they come back with a finding of fault. And they assign the person who's going to wind up losing part of their paycheck. Well, it does require an investigation, but a FLIPL can get ugly in a hurry. And my commander finally realized I was right, but then he turned to the other two commanders when he realized that I was right and I was going to turn in this massive FLIPL. I mean, like a massive one. When he realized they had not been thorough on their inspections, he made them go back and do their inventories all over again. And lo and behold, now that they were being scrutinized, they came up with massive shortfalls and more FLIPLs. It was awful, y'all, but it was also right. So we ran it up the chain to brigade, and brigade freaked out, and they ran it up to the CA command, who then freaked out and ran it all the way up to Fort Bragg's Civil Affairs and PsyOps Command, a two-star general level, and the powers that be up there passed their own freak out back downhill and required that every single Civil Affairs unit stop what they were doing and conduct a line-by-line inventory of their entire property books And y'all, the flipples started rolling in. I like to say I handed in my report and shut down a whole major army command overnight. But the freakout was warranted, though. I mean, overall, across USACAPOC, the Civil Affairs Command, millions of dollars of military equipment was missing or unaccounted for. And it was not always about negligence. I mean, some of it was, but some of it was just poor accounting and lackadaisical inventories, I will be honest. But there were things that were destroyed in the combat zone. There were things that were lost in shipments. There were things that had been signed off on for the units that replaced them. I get that. But they're still taxpayer-funded items. There still needs to be a piece of paper that says where it went and who's got it. Things will break. They will be destroyed. They will be stolen. They will be lost. But at the very least, we knew we owed the taxpayers something more than just, you know, shrugging our shoulders. All right, so back to where we are today. Apparently, the Pentagon brass, they can get away with it. Down at the lower level, we can't. We turn in a flipple and we get our pay docked. But the Pentagon brass, shoot. Of the 28 reporting entities within the Pentagon force structure that were audited, 15 of them received what is known as a disclaimer of opinion. That's a fancy phrase that means the inspectors were not even given enough information to determine why the shortages and missing items were not even accountable. The Pentagon comptroller, a guy named Michael McCord, he said this. He said, quote, "Significant work remains and challenges lie ahead, but our annual audit continues to be a catalyst for department-wide financial management reform, resulting in greater financial integrity, transparency, and better supported warfighters, blah, 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 blah." What he basically said is, we're going to try real hard to do a better job. A catalyst, he says. Well, I hope so, because at the unit level, like I said, we were not allowed to have deficiencies. We got our training shut down to locate the smallest of end items. I was once in a unit that had an M16 rifle stolen. Just one. That's a big deal, y'all, but even still, everything shut down. The authorities were called in. Every vehicle, every footlocker, every nook and cranny was searched. It was a big, hairy deal. But the Pentagon? The Pentagon can lose or abandon $1 billion worth of equipment in Afghanistan and then just shrug their shoulders when the Taliban use it in their parades. Yeah, look, so this past weekend, comedian and sometimes liberal pundit John Stewart, he interviewed the Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks on C-SPAN. She tried to laugh it off at first, but to his credit, he would not let her just giggle and begin to hold her feet to the fire. He, in Stewart's words, he said, most people would consider this waste, fraud, and abuse. Our current Deputy Defense Secretary then realized, oh, this was turning into a serious moment. And she jumped in, literally after giggling about why this is not a big deal, she comes back and says, I'm trying to understand where you're going. I mean, other than the dollars, does it really bother you? Giggle, giggle. And she went on then to try and deflect by claiming that audits and waste, fraud, and abuse are not the same thing. Okay. She's going to go with that? Really? She tried to wrap it up with some form of conclusion by claiming that just because we can't put our hands on something or know that something went from here to there, that doesn't mean waste, fraud, and abuse have occurred. All right, let's parse that down a bit, because I don't think that would fly in a court of law. You see, there is the fraud element, waste, fraud, and abuse. There's the fraud element that indicates deliberate action. I get that. But the waste and the abuse, those are legitimate concerns without question. And I'll be honest with you, they're pretty obvious. If you can't find $824 billion worth of stuff, because that's the amount the audit said is missing, if you can't find $824 billion worth of stuff that the taxpayers paid for, then maybe, just maybe, there's a smidge of at least waste and abuse, mixed with occasional fraud. And if you don't like the idea of it being couched as a criminal act, then at the very least, realize that the mere negligence of losing something would get a lowly company commander like I was fired for the same behavior. In a court of law, negligence is also actionable. Look, there's a reason why Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are being tapped to review government waste, because we have a great deal of waste in our government. We can't continue to fund transgender dance clubs in Bangladesh and pour money into tourism for Egypt and build bridges to nowhere in Alaska. We also can't continue to tell the troops in our great military that their personal accountability of weapons and equipment is so important they could be punished under the code of military justice for failing to properly account for what they signed for, while at the same time allowing the leadership of the DOD to literally giggle on an interview and shrug and try to say that losing billions of dollars in military equipment and supplies is not equal to claims of waste, fraud, and abuse. It just is. All day long. Look, we cannot have a two-tiered layer of accountability where the little guy takes it on the chin while the big guy laughs on C-SPAN and earns a big retirement bonus. Like I said, there's an old saying, you cannot expect what you don't inspect. And the Pentagon better expect to be inspected in the next few years to come, I'm just saying. And they should. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.